Hello, this is Holly, and I am recording this for one of our course groups for pronunciation and fluency practice. So you will not be able to see the text for this recording unless you join us. The fluency courses are a phenomenal value. You pay $25, and that entitles you to 1 year of classes whenever you wish to attend, and even if you don't attend any of the classes, it gives you access to all of the posts and recordings from prior classes. An excellent value for improving your listening, pronunciation, building your fluency. I hope many of you will join us soon. I'm really, frankly, surprised and puzzled as to why enrollment in these courses is so low. It's a great value. Please join us soon. That's the end of my sales pitch, and here is my recording of a dialogue which includes several idioms. So listen and see how many you know. Join our group and you can talk about the idioms and practice speaking them. So here's a dialogue called Let's Get Down to Brass Tacks. The dialogue goes back and forth between Penelope, her mother, and her father. Penelope. Mom, Dad, I really, really want to travel to Japan next semester. I'm begging for your help. Please, please, please. Mom, I knew you had something up your sleeve. Penelope, what do you mean? Mom, you've been antsy, keyed up about something recently. Dad, she has been a bit bridezilla-y lately, spoken with a grin. Penelope, Dad, you try to be so cool, but that's not a fair retort. Bridezilla means you use that for brides. I'm not a bride, and I'm not like that. Jeez, can we be serious about this? Dad, with his hands up in the air, as if in surrender. Okay, okay, okay. Let's kick this around a bit more. Mom, do you know anyone else who is going? Penelope, yes, but please don't assume that I can't make my own decisions. I've been saving some money, making notes of places I want to see, checking prices of different things, trying to figure out if I could afford my own room while I'm there. Mom, why don't you want... Penelope, cutting her short. Why don't I want to share a room? Mom, remember how small my dorm room seemed freshman year? Well, the rooms at the university in Japan are 2/3 smaller. But they really make you pay through the nose if you don't share. Dad, what else have you learned? What would your schedule be like? Penelope, you'll like that part. The academic schedule is rigorous. Murder, even. First classes some days are at 7:30 a.m., and the last class ends at 8. I should read that. First classes some days are at 7:30, and last class ends at 8. Other days aren't quite so bad, but it sounds pretty brutal. You have to prove yourself the first semester, if you want them to allow you to stay for a second semester. Mom and Dad in chorus. A second semester? You want to stay a full year? Penelope. Well, that's why I've been procrastinating talking to you about it. I knew you'd fly off the handle. Yes. Yes, I think I do want to stay for a full year. I've talked with a few people, and they all say...